merging with Northwest Airlines is part of Delta's answer to a tough economy, and Delta's flight attendants evidently don't see a union as any help. They said no to union membership today. Delta is the last major U.S. carrier to be largely non-unionized, and as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, this vote was a big setback for organized labor.
The final tally was narrow but decisive, and Pat Friend of the Association of Flight Attendants couldn't hide her disappointment.
In the face of the largest anti-union campaign that this country has ever seen, the Delta flight attendants came within 328 votes of certifying a union.
The labor movement has been trying for years to organize Delta with little success. Recently, the airline merged with a unionized carrier, Northwest, and that had raised hopes it might succeed this time. Nelson Lichtenstein, a professor of history at the University of California at Santa Barbara, says this might not have been the best time to try to organize the flight attendants.
In difficult economic times, workers are cautious about joining unions because there's always the implied or overt assertion by management that if you vote for a union, thereby tie our hands, we will ultimately have to, you know, lay off more people.
But the unionization drive at Delta isn't over. Over the next few weeks, other employees, including baggage handlers and reservation and gate agents, will vote on whether to organize. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.